Across the Divide, Part 2, page 135. "This isn't a scheduled stop," he said. Nora looked towards the front of the vehicle, sensing that something unusual was going on. "Can you see what's happening, Thomas?" asked her mother. Before her father could reply, the tram driver came from the front of the carriage. He was a slightly built man with a thin moustache, and he addressed the passengers in a loud voice. "Ladies and gentlemen, from here on, you're on your own. And do you know why?" he continued, then answered his own question. "William Martin Murphy and the Tramway Company are sacking our members wholesale. And what's our crime? Joining the union. Well, the day is over when we'll be walked on without fighting back. So this vehicle is out of service because we're on strike." With that, the driver turned around and walked off, abandoning the tram. For a few seconds, the passengers sat in shocked silence. Then there was a sudden babble of raised voices. "Outrageous behaviour," said a whiskered elderly gentleman, whom Nora thought looked like a retired officer. "Absolutely outrageous." "This is a disgrace, Thomas," said her mother. Her father shrugged. "It's Larkin to a T. He loves the big gesture." People were complaining loudly, and some started to dismount from the tram, while others remained seated, as though unable to believe that the Dublin tramway drivers would really dare to walk away from their vehicles. Nora hoped that this action wouldn't scupper the family's visit to the horse show, and she turned to her mother. "It's not far to the showground, Mummy. We can easily walk." "That's hardly the point, Nora." "We may as well disembark, Helen," said her father, rising from his seat. "Might they not send a replacement tram?" "Knowing how Mr. Larkin operates, I suspect there'll be abandoned trams all over the city." "That's simply appalling." "Nevertheless, Nora's right. We can walk to the showgrounds from here. We're not going to let the transport union decide how we spend our day." Nora was relieved that their outing wasn't going to be ruined, and she rose from her seat, then stood aside to allow her mother to take Peter by the hand and lead him from the tram. Passengers were milling about on the pavement, and when Nora looked up the road, she could see another tram had been abandoned while travelling in the opposite direction. "What's going to happen, Thomas?" her mother asked. "William Martin Murphy won't take this line down. What will he do?" "Hire new men to drive his trams, I expect, and smash the transport union. I'm afraid this is outright war." Even though she knew that today's events would cause hatred and conflict, Nora couldn't help but feel a thrill. Larkin had thrown down a gauntlet, and she had been present. "Well, shall we set out?" asked her father, and Nora nodded, then started out excitedly for the horse show.